Beginning on daf mesechtes nazar daf samach hey, begin on the basic and test master begin with the gemara amar rabba says badak. Okay, the guy checked and then he cleared it out, and then the matzik amasheni he finds the second one, the pani clears it out, and then as Taisa quotes badak ba'ashkach, he checked and he found meaning of badak oit, he checked again umatzikimot, now he found his third dead person. Okay, so the words of the gemara as Taisa quotes lohai mofna lagabe beis. You don't have to move that one. You cannot move that third one to the other two because the Golem Milsa from the Skav and Kabru. Obviously, now we figure out that those were intentionally buried over there. Could they lishar some that remain over there because they're shkudas kavas? But at the same time, it says those two that you already moved out. You don't have to move to the where that one remaining one is. In some shifnish time, you don't have to take the two that you cleared out, but you have to and put it back to the one if it's the third one. Mokum shayi bekeb, where was the grave? Because you already moved it. Now, the Istigar says, the gears of it actually match the Shchunis Kvaras that it makes the Shchunis Kvaras perish. In other words, you buddy, but some that you have to check my Amazon now. But the mice at the end of the day, although it's Shchunis Kvaras, you don't have to move those two back because you already moved them. Another version of the stage called Igadami, there are some that say, Kimish and Shazlafan is once it was actually given permission to clear it out. You already moved away two because before you knew that there was a third one here. So, even the third one you can move to where you want to because the mice at the Bechel and the second Shchunis Kvaras with one, we didn't make a Shchunis Kvaras, which says, that's a little difficult. Malachi, it's Alacha. Shema calls him Allah, maybe it's all Halakha Meshavasin, because if not, it was three. Now, who cares that you moved away two? How does that give you permission to move away now that you know that it was three? Now, the Gemara's question is, Tais quotes, Lasham Nishkunis Quest, why didn't you make it Shkunis Quest? Lasham Nishkunis Quest, Lasham Nishkunis Quest, Lasham Nishkunis Quest, Lasham Nishkunis Quest, and they want the purify all the rights. So, in other words, we're not going to presume it to be Tomei and to be stringent once you already moved away the first two. Now, the question the Gemara asks is, Tais quotes, what happens if you check 20 amas beyond here, and you didn't find what's halacha. In other words, the lachad naruchas in one of the directions you checked and you didn't find. Me, I mean, do we say okay, kiach naruchas elamotza? Just like this direction you didn't find. Lo yizak libdik lasharuchas. You have to check in other directions. Mid the beruchas zulekha from the fact that this direction doesn't have. Or lo, maybe no. You have to check in all directions. So that Taisa quotes. Remember, shashi shchunis kvaris. In other words, what is he answering? Shchunis kvaris, a group of graves shal shloisha of three shenim tukvar, which you already found. That yeshli that he has. Ablei tzachis libdik doesn't have to check anymore. The gross question is, my time was the reason. So, like we said, Ilamatzah, they found an excuse with Tevel Zetzon, they prepared Eretz Yisrael. Now, isn't the that those explained that actually the Gemara's question, Badi Gulay Matzah, my, if you checked and didn't find what, meaning, not in latitude, but not in horizontal, but actually vertical. Marsha Yelichba Ba'imik, what, that's Allah, how deep do you have to dig? Actually, Gila Selah until you hit bedrock or Lipsula with the virgin soil? And I was saying that, no, because whatever excuse we can find, we're going to purify Eretz Yisrael. The words of the next mission are, as Taisa quotes, called something Nagoyim Betchila. Any doubt you have in Nagoyim regarding initial, actually, Niskel Tumah, if you didn't yet become Tumah, Tar is going to be considered as Tar. Because Taisa explained, Dogma Chazkasi, that you retain your original Chazaka, which Masef and Nagoyim Afarish, the mission in Nagoyim explains, Kate said, how so? Shnaim Shabo Eitz HaKoyim, you have two people came to HaKoyim. Bezeb Heres Gigis, one has a stain the size of a gris, of a bean, Bezeb Heres Gisal, the other one has a stain the size of a coin, of a basal. Now, Saif Shavu, at the end of the week, Bezekisel, Bezekisel, each one has the size of Gisel. Now, any day has been possible. You don't know which one it expanded and which one stayed the same. And expansion is the sum of Tumah. So since you have a Safik and no one was yet Tummy, now you're saying maybe one became Tummy, so Tar is going to remain Tar. But as Taish goes towards the mission is good Tummah, when you already had been Tummy, as Taish explains, Hasma Farish Ketzad, the mission over there explains, Shnaim Bo Etzel Kain, two came to the Kain. Bezekisel, Bezekisel, Gris. One's the size of Sel, one's the size of Gris. Let's say Shavu at the end of the week, Bezekisel, Bezekisel, each one gained a little bit more. So to me, the Tummy. Now that they were Tame, let's say at the end, now each one has the size of Masela. Now, Beni Day is Memki. Now, you don't know which one that got lighter than it used to be. Meaning, if you're going down to a Sela, so did you go back to your original state? If you were Gris, you didn't. You're still more than what you started off with. If you were Sela, you're back to original state, which would be a Tahara. Shneim Kena, those can be Tame, Achi Yachzik, Lishneim Liska Gris, until both of them can be the size of a Gris. Which is the smaller one, the Chol Chadok, because each one you retain with the Chazaka of Tumah until you know otherwise, because you were Muchzik for Tumah, so you remain with the Safik as Tami. So the Gemara's question is, as Taisa quotes his Manan Mila, where do we know that what? Actually, Niski L'Tumah, that if you didn't become Tumah yet, then something Nagam L'Hakka, then the leniency of Nagam is, the doubt of Nagam is going to be leniently. So that the Gemara quotes is, Taisa quotes in the Gemara, Makar, the Pasuk says Matari. The first word is Latari, Hold the Pasuk, because of Matari, Tchil, send the Pasuk of Matari. Initially, that's the one we're going to go with, the Safik will be as Tahara. So then the Gemara's question is, Taisa quotes Yachav, that's the case of Elmish Nizkul Tumah, then even if you really became Tumah also, because as Taisa explained, the depth of the Gemara's question is the law, it's a call, actually, Nizkul Tumah. You don't really even need a pasuk if you weren't yet Tumah yet to say that the subject is going to be Lukula, because it's a tebik lay lok me'achas kasi. We should just go based on the Chazaka. El Nizkul Tumah, it's only when you're already been Tumah. That's how Pesha ben Tam. So rather, as the Gemara actually answers, Eliyitma, rather, if you're going to say this teaching of the Rav, says, Taisa explains on Yibshuit, it's going on Yibshuah. that actually the mitar from this gutami, he holds yeah the suffix of the negoim is actually mitar even when you already came to an element of tuma. But our Mishnah, which the girsa is that is mechalik beniskik ben leniskik, the difference between if you were tummy or not, mislaga, that's from logic. You were dealing with your chazaka, and that's what it's based on. So what says Rabbi Shua? So the Gemara quotes and says quotes the words of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, I mean, he says kia, my kia, kia batir. Meaning to say that it's lesser and it's mitar. I the Gemara's question, but dimla kia batami. But maybe kia means actually give me tummy. So it says but it's a wonder. If he means kia means tummy. Or like the Rush explains, like when he's asking that it should be Tameh, the Hayim Tameh is the same as the Tanakam, what's the Machlekes? So I picture Rabbi Yehuda Mekarbel, he says, but Dilma Kiyah Tameh, maybe, yeah, when the Gemara is asking, it's Kiyah, maybe he means that it's going to be Tameh, so Ubalach Lekhan Tameh, how is he disagreeing with Tanakam? Because Tanakam and Tameh, Safi, Tanakam says Tameh, it's out of doubt. Rabbi Shuba Lai Meshuba Adi Mitzayah, Rabbi Shuba is going to know it's definitely Mitzayah. Mashan left as the Gemara answer to you, though, the Kiyah Tir, Legamri, you can be totally Tahar, because Dama Kar the Pasa Latar Latamai, Haila Pasa Matar Tkil, since Obu Tara initially, as Tais explains, we never said about Mitzayra a suffix like the Tanakama. Ila Tara Gamar, Tama Gamar, either definitely Tara, definitely Tame. And since it opens up a Tara, that's what we can say it's Tahar and not Tame. Next Mishnah, as Tais quote, says, there's seven ways that we check out the Zab. But before he gets the status of a Ziva, like by the first discharge he gets, or even the second discharge, to see if it was Ba'inis, because Ba'inis is not mebisalcha, and therefore it's not going to be metamim. So I have to check: was it from extrinsic or intrinsic? So you check it out. This taste caused by Michael with certain foods. Mishnah was a certain drinks that caused him master carrying a load. Bekvitz by jumping. What he looks at, because as taste explains, should not issue in his cognizant. If let's say he saw a couple mating, and bechimash mesach the zaven that actually the pogim b'yudibam rebuked the disgrace. He says I feel rabbe behemah v'chay ba'ifn skaglizem har, that a person can have thoughts even if he sees animals or different types of creatures mating, that could also cause him to have a thought, which can cause him to have this discharge. But, as Taisa quotes the words of the Mishnah, but if he already was tummy as Zav, like when it's coming to the third discharge, which is Rabbanan Pek, when it's couldn't have needed of Lamheim and Aleph, the Mechaib carbon, that then you already have a carbon. Or Abel Revis, or Belazah, Lista, Mashta Safa, or Kondra Belazah, it would be the fourth one, that would be Taisa what you counted. Then says the Mishnah, Imbait Kinesa, then we're not going to check it more, because the Mishnah, Lamak was Ainsai, this halacha that has to be from his own flesh and not something that was caused like something by food or jumping, whatever that is, like Koyel Ashtam Rabban, Ashlis Rablazah. It is only the second one, the Kondra Rabban, or the third one, the Kondra Belazah. But the third or the fourth one, depending which time you go, like, that's even Bainis. So there's no point in checking. I don't care how it was caused. You're still going to have this halacha of being Saiser, or of making yourself into a Zav Gomer, of requiring a carbon at the end. Now, the proof of this was, as the Mishnah said, you know, Einzai and Sveika and Shechvazara are going to be Tamek, because there's already a Gaim Ladavah. As Tais explains, Einzai means coming Machal Mishnah, Bahalak Sheva, like food and drink, all those seven things, are meaning that we said Shemagin and Ziva that cause Ziva, is going to be Tame. It's going to be Tame Mishnah when you're ready, we're Tame ready. And also, as the Mishnah says, Sveika, his doubt, Meshach Bezavai, and his semen, as Mefarash of Gemara, as Gemara is going to explain, that those are also considered Tamei once he was already as a Zav. And regarding the case of if someone hits his friend, the Vali is going to die, and then he gets better, and then he gets sick again, and he dies, Tamei Kama says, Gimichayv. And he says, Kol Jam Nechemi Paita, he says, no, the one who hurt him is going to be Patish or Glamada, because it's indicating features, as Tais explains, because the Chaylahu, as the Girsa adds on, Dime'elam Meis. He was a sick person that he died from his own ill health. Because Hayel Behekel Mimashoy, you see, he had gotten better from the original injury. And Tais says, I didn't tell the since we were talking about this idea about that there's a reasonable cause, so like, how can we say this in over here, based on the same principle? So the Gemara asked the question, as Tais quotes, where do we know this halacha of that the third time you're not going to check him out? If it's ba'inus or not. So Nerum Nas, and he says, because the Pasuk says, Vahzab is Zayvay. If someone has this discharge, Lazach and Lekeva, whether it be male or female, so Stacy explained, Vahzab, that word is Rishonah. It's talking about one discharge. As Zayvay, his discharge, Rishonah, his second discharge. Then it says, Lazach for the male, Lekeva, or for the female, that's Lisha, the third discharge. So as the words of the Gemara, Shrechman and Lekeva, the Pasuk is equating the male to the female by the third discharge, and they came with time. We know with the woman that when her discharge, which is actually blood, different than the man's discharge, oh, that's even blindness. So we see with the third one, even blindness is different. There's no point in checking if it's blindness or not, because anyway, it's going to have the tama of Ziva. But as Tasix quotes, the Braisa tells us that Rabbi Lazar, I mean, he says, Bishlisha is Boitkin. I say, no, the third one, you actually do check him out. Rabbi is in Boitkin, I say, and the fourth one, you don't check him out. So the Gemara wants to know, as Tosafot explains, my time to Rabbi Elazar, let's say Drash Damin. Why doesn't he hold the Drash that we said before? That we see the third one, there's no point in checking out because even Bo'in is going to be a Zav. So now the Gemara answers, Tosafot quotes, Elab Esam Kamevli, the Machlek is regarding the word S. Blazadar, she expounds the word S, and therefore you have the following computation. Hazav is Chad is one, S is Tarti is the second one, Zoivoy, his discharge is plus the third one, and then Berdavi is when it says the word Zachar, then the action the cave, and then it's comparing it to the cave, only the fourth one's going to have a Toma even though Enos. Pegmanes couldn't be first, they need the Vlamayim and Av. The Gemara explains this in greater depth, in greater detail.